This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the New England Sports Turf Managers Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature a member spotlight on Douglas Cosentino, grounds supervisor and landscape manager at Colby College in Waterville, Maine. Douglas has an AS in turfgrass management from UMass, BS in plant biology and recreational tourism from Westfield State College, and is a certified master gardener. Here's what he had to say to some of our questions. How did you get your start in the sports turf industry? Working summers after school and spring breaks at Neshawtick Country Club in Concord, Massachusetts. Where did you go from there? After 7 years at Neshawtick, I spent a summer at the Essex County Club in Manchester-by-the-Sea, Massachusetts, and then I had the opportunity to grow 18 new holes at the Lincoln Hills Club in Lincoln, California. I worked at a couple of golf courses in the metropolitan NYC area for the next decade before making the jump to Colby College. Who were your mentors when you were first starting out in the business? Dan O'Connell, who was the assistant at Neshawtick Country Club, taught me not to take everything so seriously and to have fun at work. I spent my first 2 years in college going for an accounting degree before he helped me realize that wasn't what I really wanted to do, and I switched to turf. If you can still smile after an 80-hour week, 2 decades into a career, then you're in the right spot. When I got into management, I learned a lot from Matt Tinnick. Even though I spent the shortest time with him of any supervisor in my career, something clicked. I've stayed in contact with him for career and personal advice, or just a good laugh ever since. What's the best business advice you've ever received? If you don't look forward to going to work in the morning, you need to make a change. After 24 years in the industry, I still get excited when the garage door goes up in the morning. What is the next game changer you see on the horizon? It looks like robots and automation. I am also encouraged by the increase in effective organic products. With the recent push to keep pesticide use to an absolute minimum, these emerging products will be more important than ever. What is your favorite or most useful equipment? Bentrac tractors, also the ProTech turf pusher for synthetic fields. This took days off of our field clearing process. Favorite product? Organic fertilizers and insect products. With our emphasis on sustainability at Colby, the new products have been great. Favorite technology? Wi-Fi enabled irrigation systems with phone apps. No more rushing back to make sure the sprinklers aren't set to go off during a practice or game due to scheduling changes. Can you share a bit about your family life and what you enjoy doing in your free time? I spend the majority of my free time restoring Jeeps and renovating our farmhouse and barn. My wife of 13 years was thankfully very supportive, or pretended to be, in the beginning when I would come home and say, "Hey, what about moving here?" Rounding out the homestead are 3 kids, 2 dogs, a pig, 5 ducks, and 15 chickens. Our current pandemic goal is to visit all the lighthouses in Maine. What advice would you share with people starting out in sports turf management today? Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and cold call someone for advice or help. Sometimes a quick call can give you an answer you would never think of on your own. Also, early on in your career, try to get as much variety in your career as possible. I have worked in Massachusetts, California, Connecticut, Colorado, Florida, New York, and Maine, and every area had a different approach to the same situations or was dealing with similar issues that helped me later in my career. You miss out on a lot of time-saving techniques if you always do it the same way you've always done it. You need to embrace change. What have you found the most beneficial about being a NESTMA member? The availability of continuing education on current topics. Being way up north and with all in-person conferences going virtual, NESTMA's increased emphasis on webinars has been very helpful. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.